Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fighting Alone podcast. As always, I'm Scott, your host and guide to all things millennial scum. On today's episode, we're going to keep with the trend we've had lately, talking about rules or essentials for certain things. And this week, we're going to be talking about going back to your alma mater slash tailgating, more specifically, since it is football season, and I know even though they may not be letting fans in, people are still tailgating at some schools. So we actually this week have a special guest, my buddy Alex, who actually was on the second episode ever back when we were the On a Bridge podcast. He'll be giving us his insight since we did both go to college together, and see where we differ, see where we are the same on our rules for going back and visiting your alma mater. So let's get at it. All right, welcome to the podcast today. A friend of the pod was on the second episode of it ever. Alex, better known as Chops.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Oh, you know, woke up at noon, so pretty good, all things considered.
It's always the best. So today we're going to be talking about post-grad tailgating and visiting your alma mater as a post-grad. We're going to go over some like things that we think should be some rules to follow when you're going back. For those of you who don't know and didn't listen to that second episode, me and Alex went to college together and we're in the same fraternity. Mm-hmm. So we will hit on going back to like fraternity or club functions, but it's not all going to be about that. If you weren't in one of those organizations, we'll have some advice for y'all as well.
Yep.
So I gave Alex some homework earlier today of coming up with some of his rules. I'll let him go first. I'll chime in with mine. I'll add comments to his. So I'll let you go ahead and start us off.
Right on. Well, so I was thinking about it. I was trying to formulate what I was thinking, and I really, as a post-grad, only been two like tailgating slash, you know, like going back to college sort of events, like, so really this is just sort of what I remember from doing that the couple times we did, just stuff that I wish I would have done or stuff I would have, or you know, kind of anxieties I realized that I was like, oh shit, you know, watch this now that I'm old. But so basically, the first one I came up with was, you know, no matter if it's your alma mater, fraternity, or whatever, I would say it's probably not even worth going unless you're with your friends. So my first one was just don't go without your friends or some, you know, without a crew. You know, no matter how familiar you are with the university or how big of a, you know, whatever you are on campus, I'd say, you know, just it's real, you know, you want to have other people who are sort of in the same situation as you, because if you go back to hang out with like the 21-year-olds, you're going to be, for most people, for me at least, and probably you too, I think you're going to be out of your depth, you know?
Yeah, I can agree with that one. Just going back, even if they're like, you know, you're going back to like your club, or like in our circumstance, it would be our fraternity. Like, even at this point, we're in our mid to late 20s, and, you know, we just, even at, with a few years removed, you just don't have that much in common with the 18-year-old guy who is in his, you know, second semester in the fraternity, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, starting out, I never had that much in common with him anyway, so.
Yeah.
Worse now.
Yeah, so I think that's a good rule of thumb. Don't go back unless, you know, you're going with a crew.
Yeah.
I'll add to that. One of my rules was there's two stages in life to go back. And the first one was what you mentioned. Don't go back unless you're going back to meet up with your friends, or, you know, your fraternity or other organization is putting on an event, mm-hmm. that, you know, your friends are all going to go to. You know, I could see like your fraternity or whatever not putting on an event to bring back alumni and just going with a bunch of friends, because, you know,
yeah, just get going together, to hang out at the old bars and stuff.
Yeah, and I can see that. But
So that's number one, and that's kind of what you were going for. My second one is you have a family. Mm-hmm. I personally grew up, both my parents went to Purdue, and at about 8 years old, we started tailgating every Saturday at Purdue games for about 4 years. So that would be my only, that would be my rule, is don't go back unless you're going with friends or you have a family and you want to start like doing something with them on weekends, you know? That just to kind of play off your rule, that was one of my rules as well. I just had that, you know, double half there.
No, I get it. Well, I mean, it's tougher for us to talk about this, as just generally as a topic. The school that we went to, have you told them what's, I mean, it doesn't matter. Well, we went to a school that had no real football presence. Our school is terrible at football. I imagine it'd be much more exciting, and you'd already like kind of have a general mix of young people and older people coming back.
Right.
If you're going, you know, a big SEC school or a Big 12 school where like football is something that you could conceivably have some success in, where that was just not the case.
Yeah, I agree with that. We were our last 2 years there, we were back to back worst team in the NCAA.
No, I mean, but it wasn't all bad because, you know,
it wasn't all bad.
Normally, for a real tailgate, you got to pace yourself, you know, where we just got hammered and then went home.
It's definitely a different environment. Like, I live in Austin, 5 miles from campus here. So obviously, like, you know, our school that we went to was 45 minutes from the University of Texas. And now that I live basically right down the street from the University of Texas, like even on Saturdays, like going down and seeing like the difference in, like, there are families at UT's tailgates compared to our tailgates.
Yeah.
You go and it's mainly like, even the alumni coming back aren't necessarily bringing their children.
Well, I mean, there's always a couple that were really into it, but like I'm sure it just got really hard for them towards the end because we're so bad.
So if you go to a big school, start taking your family, but I feel like you can't just go as that one guy.
It's a tough one. I mean, if you have the personality for it and you want to try it,
I think at that point you're throwing a little bit too much into the wind. What else do you got for us?
All right. So, I mean, again, so I'm taking this as a mindset, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm mid-20s. I don't have a family, as far as I know. So I'm taking this as the, I'm going to go back and hang out with people, you know, some of the younger people that I know, and, you know, do normal tailgate stuff. So the second thing I was going to say is only participate in like a select few party or drinking games.
Okay.
A la, you know, beer pong's fine. That's probably fine. I had a couple that immediately I was like, no, I'm not doing that ever again. Or like anything that resulted in me drinking a Four Loko is just not happening anymore. I'm not gonna do it.
Not running to the gas station getting some mad.
Yeah, that's not happening anymore. I don't know who. I'm sure that's a thing everywhere, but I'm over that. I'm not doing that anymore, ever again. It's just not gonna happen for me. So. But like, you know, beer pong, it's fine. Doing like doing a shotgun or something, maybe one or two, that's fine. But you really got to watch yourself, I feel like. Especially because,
Yeah, and I figured this would happen. We have some pretty similar things on our list. Because my next one was, don't get more drunk than the undergrads. I think we've all seen those guys. I know you and me did, especially. They would come back for an alumni weekend or homecoming, something along those lines, and the next thing you know, you see a guy in his mid-30s, late-20s, who you know he's a finance guy, and he's throwing up or has pissed himself by, like,
2:30,
Yeah, 2:30, and there's a few more hours until kickoff. And you never want to be that guy. Especially, like you said, like, you don't have to do every shot. You don't have to participate in every shotgun. Like, obviously, like, don't be a stick in the mud and, you know, participate in one or two.
Yeah.
But you're also, like, you're not in it anymore. So you can tell the guys, like, oh, no, sorry. And then if it ever comes to it, like, my favorite excuse when I don't want to drink is it, and it's the truth, it's like, I have to pace myself more because, you know, everything gives me hangovers.
Yeah, for real.
So, so it's just like, and it's the truth, but it's also like a good excuse to go to, because anybody who drinks for the most part has had a hangover. And if you tell them you get hangovers real easy, they get it.
My note there was only participate in drinking games and then / stick to beer.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because it's a slippery slope. It's kind of like, you know, you remember being able to do, I used to be able to take 6 shots and be fine and then go out to the bars or whatever. But it's like, if you haven't been doing that, you try to take 6 shots, you're not going to make it very far. You're going to be that guy.
Yep.
Grew up or pissed himself an hour.
Oh, yeah. We've all seen those guys. It's like, you know, you said, what did you say? Late 20s, early 30s. I've seen, you know, we've seen 40s and 50s too. So that's not, it doesn't really go away.
We've definitely seen that. It's a little less, you know, of a thing, but yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, you just try to, you can try to relive your college years as much as you can, but unless you never stopped living like that, like, it's not gonna be a good time.
Agreed.
So what's next?
Okay, beware of all women. So when you're at a tailgate, you gotta think college age. If I'm 27, right? Well, just for example, I'm not, but let's say I am. And I go to a tailgate and there's a girl who's talking to me or whatever, and I'm drunk and I'm like, oh, hello, talking to her. And then I'm like, oh, by the way, how old are you? And she's like 18. You're like, oof, no, hard no, get out of there. So I would just say that kind of ties into going back with your friends or the boys that are, you know, bringing a spouse or a partner or whatever. You got to watch out for, you know, and not just girls, I guess. If I don't know if you have any gay listeners or LGBT listeners, but if you're the little boy, 18-year-old, little twinks, you got to watch out for them too. You know, you don't want to get in anything with an 18-year-old, especially in public.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No one wants to be, and even to play off that, you don't want to be the guy who gets drunk and starts hitting on the 18-year-old.
Yeah, especially.
You know, who's there, you know, drinking their alcohol out of a fast food cup because they're not old enough to drink.
It's bad luck. So, bad luck for everybody.
Yeah, you just, like, even, like, because if they're hitting on you, like, it's on you to, like, put an end, like, okay, play around with it maybe, but don't actually act on anything.
I'm just saying, my point is more is just don't make a fool of yourself for an 18-year-old girl or boy. If you swing that way, just, it's not worth it. There's no good. Like, you know, they're 18. Just, I would advise just completely skip it.
Yeah, this goes back to like our time, like in college. Like, we've all seen those guys who come back, get drunk, and then start initiating like the flirting and trying to hook up with younger girls. And it's just a bad look.
Everyone's just kind of like, oof.
It's a bad look going each direction.
So, big oof.
So, what else?
Next one would be dress comfy. You're older. You're not trying to impress anybody, except for maybe these 18-year-olds. Just kidding. You're fucking we wore boots. It's a Texas thing. We wore like cowboy boots. And I just think if I went back, I would definitely not do that again. I mean, I didn't have any big problems when I was doing it in college, but now I'd just be like, no, I'm wearing shorts, I'm wearing a comfy shirt, which tailgate is usually pretty comfortable, to be fair, but this is also for girls too. It's just like, come on, guys, like, let's all just comfy and then not judge.
Yeah, I feel like, once you're out of it, you're not trying to impress anybody, you're not actively in the fraternity, so you don't have any unwritten dress code anymore. Yeah, definitely dress it down if you can. Especially, you know, we went to school in the South, but if we went somewhere in the North, no way I'm wearing like a button down and stuff. I'm throwing on a hoodie. I'm throwing on a sweater. Like,
oh yeah, I forgot about those Yankee schools.
Yeah, the Yankee schools, man. I would honestly, I think that would be a lot more fun too, because you don't have to worry about that random Saturday in October that decides to hit 100 degrees and you're out there thinking it's going to be cool and boots and jeans.
Good times.
Sweating to death.
So a shoe, you know, boots, I mean, whatever, just wear, you don't have to look nice. It's a tailgate. You're probably gonna get beer on yourself. Wear comfy pants and shoes.
I can agree with that. I think that's a good one, especially for our lady listeners who may be going back. I feel like they got the, in college anyway, got the hard end of the stick.
This is an unrelated tangent. Well, it is related, but I hate with a fiery passion. This is a big thing when I remember from tailgates. Girls would wear, and I'm not slut shaming because it's the exact opposite. They'd wear these fucking long denim skirts, and I hate them. I hate the way they look. I hate the way they feel. Like, denim is supposed to be jeans or a jacket. Skirts look weird. I don't like them. You know, stop it. Everyone, public service announcement, stop wearing denim skirts. They're bad in general.
Okay. All right. That's a public service announcement.
Yes, hard no. Hard no on denim skirts.
Stop wearing
hard no skirts. Don't do it.
Hard no. Hard no. All right. You got anything
I have one
else
more, which is, it's very obvious, but, you know, I feel like this is only for like a specific group because a lot of some of the, you know, we know those people. We still know those people, but some people just like to fight, for some reason. I don't really get why. I'm not much of a fighter myself, but people just like to get drunk and then, you know, get aggressive. Maybe that's just kind of the drunk they are, but you know, don't go back to a college town as an adult with a job and start talking shit at the bar after the games or whatever. You know, just don't do it. I mean, why? Like, I don't get why. Yeah. I never got the fighting thing anyway. I just didn't get the gene.
Yeah.
You know, I don't fight. Just don't do it. Just be friendly.
Yeah. And the local and university police aren't going to give you as much of a break if it's two college kids fighting versus a college kid and a grown ass adult
with
a job. One of y'all's going to jail, and it's not the college kid.
So. And the 18-year-old girl you picked up at the tailgate's not going to be impressed by that either. Or maybe they will be. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think if, you know, again, our rule is don't try to hook
yes,
up
no,
with
that is a
college
rule.
Girl if you're going back. But what attracts them to you is you have your life more together than they have their life. So that's why they're going to be attracted to you. And if you are, I'll give you a 1-year pass. If it's your first year out and you're going back, try to look like you're put together. And fighting won't.
Nope. I mean.
Yeah, so don't do it. I go to gyms and fight and stuff, but I'm kind of the same way as you. Like, if it wasn't for the workout and kind of sport aspect of it, I don't enjoy it. I don't see a need.
These
for
people,
it.
We know people who just
we
fight.
Know
they
people,
just like to go out and get in bar fights. That's something they enjoy. And just don't get it. Don't do that.
And then we also know people who get drunk and think they can fight. And
that is worse. Because then you could end up dead. Which is never fun. Well, that can be like sometimes fun, but you never, whatever.
So I agree with that. That's a good rule of thumb. So I'll dive into some of the stuff I had here. The one I have, if you're going back, and you know, I kind of place this as, like in our situation, it would probably be more feasible for us to go to like Texas A&M or Texas, like meet all our friends there. Since for those of you who don't know, Texas is huge, and you know, people live 3-4 hours away from you. Yes, for those of you not in Texas. It's very feasible. You go to a college you didn't go to watch a game. And more than likely, you're going to tailgate, even if it's something small.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, if you are doing one of those events, you got to up your food game. You can't be... Like, our fraternity did this all the time. You'd get the prepackaged burgers, and you'd get the...
Oh, so you're talking like putting on an event.
Obviously. You're putting on... I think if you're out of college, obviously, like, everybody's in different financial circumstances, so I'm not saying break out the brisket for every tailgate, but maybe do some food prep the night before, have like a dip ready. Yeah, have, like, something you made the night before, make the burgers, don't buy the pre-made stuff, add something special to them. If you're gonna do hot dogs, don't do the cheapest brand you can get. Like, again, you're not in college anymore. and this kind of goes off last week's episode, up your food game just a little bit. And also, again, it shows, like, if you are going back to your alma mater, but you're not going to, you know, a official, like, alumni event, you're just going because you and the guys want to hang out, like, have your food ready, up it a little bit, and then at least try to appear like you have it more put together than the college kids. Like, no one likes those guys who come, again, it just goes back to, no one likes those guys who come back and try too hard to be
right.
The college.
I have a related note that ties into both your points there. So with you know, when you're putting on the tailgate, right? Yeah, most people want a tailgate, want to drink. Up your freaking beer game. Oh my god, I've drank so much just piss at those tailgates. Like, we would buy, the fraternity and stuff would put on tailgates, and they'd buy like Frio 6.0, which is a 6% alcohol beer. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. And, you know, that's the difference too. Like, in college, you're trying to get the most beer you can get for the least amount of money. Like, when I feel like as you get older, you kind of learn, if I buy a nicer beer, it has a higher ABV, so I can actually drink like two of this nicer beer for the same that drinking six of a Frio will do to me, or a Pearl Light, or whatever trash beer you're drinking.
Let me get you off on the Pearl Light there.
Okay. I'm personally a fan as well, but let's be honest, it does kind of fall into the trash beer category. Everybody has that one trash beer that they, you know, will always like. So I agree with that. And that kind of goes into my next thing. Not beer, but liquor. If you're going to be drinking liquor and you have liquor, don't bring in the plastic bottle stuff. And I know you can get some nice stuff that comes in plastic bottles so it doesn't break. That's not what I mean. I mean, don't get, you know, the $9 handle of vodka. Like, buy some nicer stuff. Again, don't go buy Grey Goose, but buy Tito's.
I'm going to say, if you're going to buy, I'm sure a lot of people already know this, but if you're going to drink liquor, stick to the liquor. Don't switch to anything else and then switch back to liquor. And then also, don't spend anything under than 20 bucks on a bottle. That's my rule of thumb. Unless you can get a deal. Those savings, you know, we're all about those savings here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll also say, this is kind of a sub point to that. Try to avoid straight liquor. That's kind of my tailgate rule. You don't want to be sitting there, you know, just taking shots or just sipping on. I know, like, a big thing in college in the sorority girl scene, and I'm guilty of drinking a couple of them, is vodka waters. Don't be that guy. You know, make mimosas. You know, make screwdrivers. It doesn't have to be something hard to make. You know, don't go out and make Negronis or Manhattans and crap like that.
Break out the clam Hattons.
You know. Yeah, like, but, you know, have a mixer and drink a mixed drink. You know, don't just be sitting there, you're not there. Yes, you're there to have a good time and get drunk with your friends, hopefully. And you're not just doing this on a whim. But something about a mixed drink kind of slows you down from just, you know, the more drunk you get, the easier it is to drink whatever you've been drinking. So I feel like a mixed drink, at least for me, I may be wrong. And assuming it helps everybody.
You're not wrong, but, you know, my rule of thumb, I like beer, so I would say stick to beer. But if you don't like beer, so which a lot of people I know don't, girls, for example, but that's tougher. White Claws are a good option nowadays that we didn't really have before.
We didn't have that option. The closest we had was Four Loko, and that's actually on my list of do not drink this. Like, you're not in college anymore. You're not in your 20s anymore. I've seen it. Well, you are in your 20s. We both are, so I don't know why I said that. But we've seen it. I think we've both seen it. I know I'm on social media more than you, but we see it on social media. People who have graduated and think it's a great idea and think it's hilarious to get a Four Loko and drink it on a weekend or while watching a game or their significant other. And then you see them the next day posting on social media how bad of a time they're having. And if you listen, and we talked about it two episodes ago, the Sunday scaries aren't fun. especially when you add a Four Loko hangover.
Well, one thing I want to point out, though, is, I mean, you can't, the cost performance on a Four Loko is really unbeatable, but it's just not worth it in the long run, I think, for most people. Yeah. So,
for that money, you know, if let's say you are tight on cash and you can either buy a Four Loko or trash beer, I'd say go trash beer.
Yeah, it's that sugar.
Just for no other for no other reason, you're gonna like the hangover's gonna be easier.
I agree with that.
So, and then I kind of was going off the clothes with you. I was gonna say dress comfortable. Like I don't think I kind of spaced on the fact we used to wear boots, and we used to never wear shorts to tailgate. So I'd say definitely dress comfortable. But if you're gonna do in the South, a big thing to do is to wear a collared shirt. So I would say make sure, as I was guilty of this in college, I had the Walmart or like Sam's Club collared shirt for our university. I'd say upgrade that. I feel like a lot of like going back to, and this is just me, like going back to your alma mater, especially if it's your alma mater, especially, like, and you may be running into people you know or people who, like in our case, you know, all fraternities have composites hanging up everywhere. Like people who may be like, aren't you this dude who I see on the wall of our fraternity house? It's like, yeah, you don't want to look like the, you know, scrub.
Yeah, you don't want to be wearing the same shirt that you were wearing to the tailgates originally.
Yeah, right. So again, don't break the bank. I was actually just down on UT's campus and looked in at their stuff, and you know, you can get a polo there on sale for less than $40 right now, and it's a Columbia brand. So you know, do stuff like that. And then this is to play off that, because I, like I mentioned earlier, I see like you and me meeting up to go to like a game that isn't where we went to school
because of our trash football team is the reason for that.
Because of our trash football team, yeah. I would almost say, unless it's something like, I would buy UT stuff because my girlfriend goes there. But if, let's say, we decided to go to an SMU game, I would say stay away from buying, like, an SMU polo or an SMU shirt. Unless you run to Walmart to buy the shirt and it's, like, $5. I would say stay away from that. And then, like, in SMU's case, wear a white shirt, wear a blue shirt. Something that kind of is like, okay, I'm here, and since I'm at SMU, let's go SMU.
Yep.
The Mustang, right? Okay, let's go ponies. You know, something like that, but I wouldn't go as far as the kind of fake fandom. Again, unless you have, unless money just doesn't matter to you. But I know I've been to mainly basketball games for schools that I didn't go to, and I always, you know, I'll just wear like, white's a good bet. Most schools have white.
Well, I'm gonna say if you're tailgating, if you're like going to a party for the event, it's much more, I would say, then you can worry about wearing a boat polo or, you know, buying some actual merch or something. But if you're just like, if you're just watching the game, if you're just going to a game to watch it, just who cares?
Yeah, exactly. No one really cares, you know. Maybe if you're meeting up, like if we had a friend who would have went to SMU and it's like they invite us, we're like, all right, whatever. Maybe then be like, okay, like my friend goes here, I'm gonna wear this. But really, who cares, you know? So that's kind of my thing, is like, if you are going to a neutral ground thing, not your school, not your team, if you feel like you need to do something, you know, wear something in their colors. But I wouldn't say go out and, you know, because odds are you're gonna get that SMU polo and never wear it again, or that SMU t-shirt and only wear it when you go to the gym.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Deal.
So that's kind of one of my things. I use that one when I like to travel around and go to baseball stadiums, and that's kind of my go-to. You know, try to do something along those lines. Man, that's really all I have for that. You know, we kind of covered on the same. You know, we had a few overlaps there, which I figured would happen, but I didn't want us to come in, you know, with similar notes. Right. You know, I didn't want us, one of us to like, I wanted to come in blind that way. You didn't tell me your stuff. I told you your stuff. Mm-hmm. And I changed them. I wanted to be genuine. And I think we got that. So with all that being said, a few episodes ago, we talked about the Sunday Scaries. You know what the Sunday Scaries
are,
yeah?
Yes, I'm very familiar with them.
Okay. So I asked this question. I wanted to know what, and I gave my rundown of what I like to do on the Sunday Scaries day, whether I'm just having terrible anxiety because the weekend went by too quickly and I have to go into work on Monday, or, you know, I drank a little too much on Saturday night. So I gave my rundown of what I like to do throughout the day, starting from when I wake up to when I go to bed way too early. So I want to hear yours. What do you do?
All right, so we'll do a first, the first case will be like if I'm normal. I'm you know, the weekend's over. I'm not hungover or anything. I'm just like waking up. So I'm just going into my, starting Mondays tomorrow, we're getting ready for that. So what I did, this is, you know, not really drinking that weekend, just hanging out or, you know, going on dates or whatever. Then Sunday hits. So Sunday I like to sleep in. Always, you know, why not? Unless I have something to do. If I don't have anything to do that morning, I'm just gonna sleep in. I'm just gonna sleep in and hang out. And then from there, I like to just chill. You know, I usually run some errands that on Sundays. That's what my day is. I'm not talking about like laundry because I work from home. I can do that pretty much any time. But just, you know, go out, buy whatever I need, and do a little grocery shopping potentially. But also, I don't do grocery shopping a lot on Sundays because I'm always really busy. So everyone else has the same idea. But anyway, so I'll do that. And then I kind of just hang out. I really try to like eat kind of lightish for lunch. I don't eat breakfast ever. And then I eat light for lunch. Then Sunday night I usually like have, you know, bigger meal. I'll go out, treat myself, get some. There's a couple really good Mexican food places around here. Or like go get, you know, big thing of like pad thai, something, you know, or, you know, maybe like Raising Cane's, like the fried chicken place, something like that. Something that I really normally wouldn't eat, but it's kind of unhealthy. But I'm like, you know what? It's Sunday night. Then Sunday night, just a little tradition I've started is I always watch a movie on Sunday night. I always watch a movie and have a couple of beers. I don't know why, I really don't have any reason. I started doing that when I was in Japan. So I just, every the day before I have to go to work, I'll watch a movie, whatever movie, you know. So like an example, like last Sunday I watched Hereditary. So it was just pretty good. But watched Hereditary, and then I drank like, what did I have? I think I had 2 Lone Stars, and then, you know, went to bed kind of early. I like to have a beer in the evening, a couple. I'm not like getting hammered, but I'll have a couple.
Right. Yeah. See, for mine, I said I stay away from alcohol on Sundays. So it's the only reason
I got it.
You know, this is why I want to hear what other people's, mm-hmm. you know, Sunday Scaries routines are.
I never ever drink on weekdays. Alcohol. Unless there's like an event or something's happening, I do not drink on weekdays. I drink a, you know, sparkling water. I have a LaCroix here with me right now. It was orange flavored. So that's why I feel fine if it's on Sunday, especially if I'm not like hungover, then, you know, what the hell? I'll have a couple of beers. Or, you know, lately I've been getting seltzering a little bit, so I could have one of those. Just, you know, something. And then the more extreme case is if I'm hungover. If I'm really hungover, I've got to eat some fried garbage. I just like, I'm not, some people do burgers. I'm like fried chicken, you know, just something greasy that'll just, you know, soak up all the, you know, sin that's going on inside me. And I don't know, I don't have anything specific. Like I'll do like Cane's. I would do Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday, of course. Or like KFC sometimes, they have a bowl there where they just like pile everything they sell into a bowl for like $5, which is...
You've got me on that before when we've been hungover, and I can say it
And it's $5.
It is pretty good.
So I do that, and then I just lay around all day, maybe play video games, and then still, Sunday, I still stick to the movie, but I won't drink if I'm hungover. That's not how I recover. I mean, I have before, but like that's not my go-to for recovering from a hangover. So I'll do that, and then I do a lot more laying around than I normally would.
Are you a napper?
No, not really. Unless I stayed up really late, because I probably will have slept in. So I'll nap, and then, I mean, I'll lay around and then maybe play video games, and then I still watch the movie. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. What time are you in bed by?
I always stay up pretty late. I'm going to say, but I try to go to bed earlier because, you know, Monday, I don't have anything really like Monday morning early. So I'm usually probably like midnight-ish. And then I'll...
Okay. And you don't have a...
No,
you
don't
have a TV in your bedroom, do you? Okay. So that's where we differ. Because when I talked about my Sunday scaries routine, mentioned that I'm in bed by 7:30. I may not be asleep, but I'm laying in my PJs in bed, and I have a TV in my room. So TV's on, either watching Sunday Night Football, or as I've gotten older, I too have adopted the Sunday movies. So doing something like that, laying in bed though. Something about it just eases my relaxation.
I agree. I'm with you there.
Now, here's one that I've recently found that helps my Sunday scaries. Have you gotten into scented candles?
I have one going right now. Sunday scary. But it's like, I just bought it because I wanted a candle. But it's like, what is it? It's like Lakeside Rain, which really doesn't fit for October. But you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I've recently found, you know, as I'm moving into my late 20s, I'm coming to terms with that. I'm inching into my late 20s that, for whatever reason, scented candles on Sundays, and now that it's cooling down, I will throw a log. I have a wood-burning fireplace. I'll do that, and I'm finding, for some reason, something burning really helps.
That's concerning, but okay. I got it. That makes sense.
I think it's just, you know, something in the fireplace that's a little peaceful, you know. And then I think the scented candles, I mean, I know you can get, I was at, I want to say Target, and I saw like scented candles that were like specifically labeled for like anxiety relief, like the smells they give off. So I think that's why scented candles may be nice when you're dealing with the, oh fuck, I'm hungover, or oh fuck, I have to go to work tomorrow, and you know, I didn't do anything
right
I set out to do this
weekend. Is that is that something do people get anxiety Sunday nights? Is that a thing? Okay.
I used to. I mean, as you and my listeners know, I haven't worked in about 5 months now. But I, not at my last job, but at the job before that, I would get anxiety on Sunday nights. And I've heard
I don't blame you for that
as well. Yeah. But my job before that, I think the reason I'd get anxiety was I'd have to be there by 7 a.m.
I'm barely even a person.
So, yeah. So, that's where part of my anxiety came from. Well, before I let you go here, as I mentioned in our intro, I am self-proclaimed millennial scum and our listener's guide to all things millennial scum. So I want to know, what is your most millennial scummy thing that you participate in, whether it be avocado toast, wearing dad sneakers, you know, wearing ironic t-shirts? What's your most millennial scummy thing that you do? And don't say you don't, because we all do it. And once you, you know, admit to it, do you treat the month of October like one big Halloween?
No, I'm kind of a fucking oddball, to be honest with you. Let me think. I know there's something.
It's evading me. There's got to be something. And I know there's a reason I didn't prep you on this question, because I knew if I prepped you on it, you would try to dodge it. And so I felt like putting you on the spot here.
Let me think. I don't use my dishwasher. Ever. Well, but okay, but that's not a limit. Okay. I don't know. You know me pretty well. What would you say? Give me some hints.
I mean, I feel like you probably have something ironic going on. You know, you have some kind of oddball, like,
I have a lot of those.
To decorations in your house, or like tables where it's like, oh,
I have
this
a footstool
is a table,
that has feet on
really
it, with shoes. Is that what you're talking about? All right. Okay, I have some weird decor. Yeah. Okay, so I'll give you a rundown here. I've got, so I'm in my kitchen. I'm in a little apartment, so I've got what I have. I like tiny things. I've got several tiny things throughout my apartment. I have a tiny little lamp. It's like a, you know, it's like a little, like one of those, like the Pixar lamp, but it's about like 4 inches tall. I have a tiny candle that is like a beer mug. What else? I used to have tiny scissors. I don't know where they are. They were like mustache trimmers, but they were like, they looked like safety scissors. So I just bought them because they're cute. I have a little tiny pancake, like an egg pan that's the size of like one egg. I've never used it because I don't eat eggs that much, but okay. I bought it.
So again, here we go. A bunch of kind of ironic stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a guy who likes cute things. Doesn't.
Yeah. And then the one thing I will say that you have that isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I definitely think it's a millennial thing, is the Star Wars obsession. For whatever reason, it may be because the prequels came out when we were all kind of young, or right, that we weren't too young to be too,
to be honest with you, that's really died off in the last couple of years for me, just because the new movies just really left a bad taste in my mouth.
And I also think that's a millennial thing. I agree with you. I lost some of the thrill I had for, you know, Star Wars with the new three.
Yep. But the Mandalorian, it's okay. I'm enjoying it.
How are you handling the news that?
That was the first I heard of it.
Yeah, the Pascal guy.
Oh wow!
Quit.
Huh, I didn't know that.
So. Well, they're calling off season three.
I'm not heartbroken over it.
So, well, since you listed,
yeah, give me some inspiration here. I might have something else once you tell me yours.
So some of my millennial scummy things are: I'm a brunch fan. It may be an Austin thing, but it's definitely when you go out to brunch in Austin, it is millennials. You know, it may just be an Austin millennial thing. I'm also a coffee snob. I'm a member of a club that mails me gourmet, you know, roast to order coffee every month. I have some tools, you know, some pour over. I have the classic coffee maker if I want to make a ton. But I have some stuff like that. And then, you know, some scented candles. Not as much anymore because I'm throwing away my t-shirts, but I've had some ironic t-shirts with.
Right. Okay. I figured one out now that we've talked about this.
So
I figured one out. I figured a real, real ace in the hole millennial scum little hobby that I have. All right. I am a big fan of, and this ties into my movie night. I watch random, weird, foreign art films that like I gotta like download my own subtitles for. I've seen some really dumb shit, and I just enjoy, it's just something I enjoy doing. Because it's not so much that I enjoy the dumb art film stuff; it's more that I enjoy finding something that I've never heard of that I really liked.
Okay.
So, like for example, it's not anime per se, but it's animated in Japan. I guess it is anime then. But anyway, it's called Walk On Girl. Oh, let me Google it. I can't remember the title. Walk On Girl. Oh yeah, so it's called The Night Is Short, Walk On Girl, and it's set in a night in Kyoto, and it's very surreal. And it didn't get very big outside of Japan, but God, it was weird, and I really enjoyed it. It's kind of like a fever dream sort of thing, but very lighthearted, enjoyable romance story. But yeah, I recommend that.
That definitely fits with the millennial scum thing. I feel like anime too is a big there's a fine line between millennial scum who enjoys anime and then just a straight up weeboo. But I feel like you kind of lean towards the millennial scum side of things when it comes to anime.
I read the line. I think it's big with the zoomers are big into the anime as well.
Yeah
gotta watch out for the fucking zoomers.
Well, as I mentioned in the last podcast, I'm working on getting some millennial scum t-shirts printed up.
Oh, okay.
So when I do, I may start handing them out to guests on the episode. So before we go, I know you're not big into social media, so this is the time I would normally allow you to plug your social media, get some followers, But since you don't, anything you want to leave our guests with? Not our guests, but our audience with?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, there is. And this is important. Is something that is very close to my heart. Don't wear fucking jean skirts if you're a girl. They're dumb. No, they don't look good. I don't care if it's fall or whatever. Don't, you know, just wear a normal skirt. Like, even like, I hate corduroy, the material. I don't like it. But wear a corduroy skirt or whatever. Like, make your own. I don't, you can wear jeans. You can wear, I don't give anything. I'm begging, literally anything other than a fucking jean skirt.
So jeans are fine.
Jean whatever. Fine. Anything. I almost like anything else. Parachute pants. Whatever. Okay. Those emo, what are those things? What are those things called? The big black deals. Whatever.
Janko jeans.
Yes. Bell bottoms. Right. Follow your dreams. Just please. Please. Don't wear jean skirts.
Well, y'all heard it here first. Don't wear jean skirts. And don't be trashy when you go back to your alma mater. That's it for the podcast today. Thank you, Alex, for being on the episode.
Sure.
We'll start getting some more people on, and maybe if you guys like this episode, Alex can become a little bit more frequent of a guest. That's it for today. We recorded this rarely on a Saturday. It will still come out at its normal time, midnight, Monday. That's all for us. Bye.
Hey guys, before I let you all get out of here, as always, I have some programming notes. As I mentioned at the end of the episode, I am trying to get some Millennial Scum t-shirts made. I've kind of gone a different avenue than I had the current merch we have live in the store made. These will be a little different. Anyway, so keep an eye out for those. And if you are interested, I have fighter t-shirts on the store right now. And as always, if you enjoy what you're listening to, give us a rate, review, subscribe to us, tell a friend. You know, this is a free podcast, and the best thing you can do for me, the way you can pay for it, is to tell a friend. And I also want to thank y'all. Last week's episode hit record highs. So, really want to thank y'all for that. Other than that, go ahead and get out of here. I hope you enjoyed what you listened to, and I hope you enjoyed having Alex on this week's episode. Bye.